the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Cloudy skies, windy conditions, and falling temperatures. That's our lot in life, not only for today, but it looks like a cloudy and chilly weekend ahead of us for the Lakeshore Lookout Islands hometown forecast. From WHTC.com follows this news. Lakeshore is still coming to grips with the second fatal accident on a stretch of highway in a seven-year span that continues to call for changes, according to some. Popular Hamilton High teacher and coach Josh Hoppe died yesterday morning on M40 south of I-196, about the same location as where Curtis Boobie and his two children had perished in January 2007. The two wrecks were similar in that semis were pulling out of the Tulip City truck stop and both southbound passenger vehicles had skidded underneath the trailer. An online petition demanding changes to that roadway there, such as traffic signals and or lowering the speed limit from a posted 55 miles per hour, was established hours after Hoopy's death. It's a petition similar to one conducted after the Boobies died. Since M40 is a state trunk road, jurisdiction of that stretch of roadway falls to state transportation officials who say that a series of long-term studies show that the two accidents are more exceptions rather than rules at that spot, and that making drastic changes, as the petitioners want, will not only make much of a difference, but could lead to even more crashes. They add that in both of these crashes, weather conditions, snow in 2007, fog yesterday were likely factors, along with possible driver behavior. And they suggest other alternatives, such as street lighting or adding signage of slow truck ahead. That might be more effective. Organizers of the petition drive say that they will attend the scheduled December 18th Holland City Council meeting as part of an ongoing effort to demand change. Meanwhile, a two-vehicle crash on Holland's north side yesterday morning made a mess and hospitalized a Holland Township couple. According to Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Brett Converse, 66-year-old Al Tran was driving his SUV on 120th Avenue with his 52-year-old wife Michelle alongside, while 45-year-old Stephen Schutt, also from the north side, was driving a box truck on James Street.
Mr. Tran, who was southbound on 120th Avenue, failed to stop for the red traffic light and drove into the side of the delivery truck. This impact caused the gas tank to puncture, causing fuel to spray and pour over a large section of the roadway, primarily east of the intersection.
Well, ambulances took Mr. and Mrs. Tran to Holland Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Crews from both the township's fire department and the county's road commission blocked off the area for more than 2 hours while cleaning up the site. Schutt was not injured. The crash remains under investigation. It was a case of some tidying up and some honoring by the Holland City Council last night.
City Fire Marshal Lieutenant John Vanderkoy was commended by council for his service with the 386th Air Expeditionary Wing in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Also on the agenda was a motion to adopt a recommendation by the City Planning Commission on a schedule of fees and charges for 2014. Councilman Brian Birch requested an amendment be made to the recommendation before approval.
I'd like to address specifically the PSD fees for street rental and the parking deck rental. I don't have much issue with the other fees, but that one in particular does not seem to come with the same level of research or administrative due diligence that the other fees have come with. I also think that the amount of those fees themselves are excessive.
An amendment to the rental fee recommendation for the parking deck will be the subject of a later study session. The rest of the 2014 schedule of fees and charges was approved as recommended. Diane Costin reporting.
Another step in making a new power plant for Holland has become a reality. With no public comments submitted by last Friday's deadline, the state DNR yesterday issued an air quality permit for the Holland BPW to build a new natural gas-fueled power plant. It's a major hurdle cleared in the effort to get the 114-megawatt, $182 million facility built in the area of 5th Street and Fairbanks Avenue, according to City Manager Ryan Cotton.
The site selection, the permitting for the clean air, and now a lot of the property acquisition. There's still a few properties required. The major ones have been. So the Board of Public Works reports that we are on track.
Utility officials are looking to break ground in April of 2015 with a December 2016 target date for the start of operations. Cotton made his remarks in an appearance on WHTC's Talk of the Town program with host Juke Van Oss this morning. The rubber band effect continues to be felt by motorists. So far, the stretching downward of gas prices along the lakeshore is seeing the pump price tickle the $3 a gallon plateau.
There are reportedly some stations in West Michigan that have fallen below $3 for the first time since October of 2010. Motorists are glad to see it.
I'm really happy about it, especially with Christmas coming up.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
A long, long time, and long overdue.
Things are looking up here.
Doug Laskowski at GasBuddy.com says it's a trend that may take hold. It will probably continue to drop right up until the time it's time to hit the road for Christmas. I'm John McNeil reporting.
Governor Snyder's approval rating is up. A new State of the State survey by Michigan State University shows the governor's rating is just over 35%. That's the highest it's been since the summer of 2012. The percentage of those surveyed who believe Mr. Snyder's performance is excellent or good was 35.6%. That's up from 29% from the spring. The survey also found that President Obama's approval rating dropped to its lowest point in 3 years in Michigan. The survey is conducted by MSU's Institute of Public Policy and Social Research. Michigan Farm Bureau members are holding their annual policy meeting in downtown Grand Rapids this week.
According to Farm Bureau President Wayne Wood, one top item for farmers is expanding the availability of broadband internet in the state.
We're trying to create a lot of recognition of where the pockets are that need it. We have a good idea, but it needs to spread across our membership. The county farm bureaus need to get involved.
Wood wants county offices to put pressure on internet service providers to offer high-speed access in rural areas of the state which are currently underserved. There are more than 100 other resolutions to be voted on over the next several days at DeVos Place. I'm Sam Harold reporting.
And we'll have more agricultural news with WHTC Farm Director Rick Shields following this news. Michigan has seen more cases of the flu this year. State health officials with the Michigan Department of Community Health say there have been 47 confirmed flu cases statewide as of November 27th. And by the end of November last year, there were only 26 cases statewide. Despite the increase, still too early for officials to tell how the rest of flu season will play out, as the peak usually occurs in January or February. Symptoms of the flu include high fever, cough, body aches, and chills. It's being referred to as a millennial meltdown for President Obama. Strong support from the millennials helped Mr. Obama win a couple of presidential elections, but a new Harvard poll shows 54% of young Americans not happy with Mr. Obama's job performance. Among 18 to 29-year-olds surveyed, the president's approval rating stands at 41%, which is the lowest it's been since Mr. Obama took office. The numbers show his signature health care law is also unpopular with the nation's youth, as 57% of respondents say they had disapproved of Obamacare. Those numbers didn't come as any surprise to Republican Congressman Bill Heising of Zeeland.
I don't want to have to double my monthly premium. I don't want to have additional co-pays. I'm healthy. Why would I go into this system so I can support others?
The president is pushing young adults to sign up for Obamacare. Speaking to a youth summit at the White House, Mr. Obama called the sweeping health care law a long overdue remedy to a broken health care system. NFL action on 1450 WHTC at 8 p.m. this evening finds Houston visiting Jacksonville. On Sunday here, the Detroit Lions game in Philadelphia at 12 noon on Holland's hometown station, followed at 7:30 p.m. with Carolina at New Orleans. Sean Couturier scored two of Philadelphia's four third-period goals, as the visiting Flyers rallied from a 3-1 deficit to beat the Red Wings last night 6-3.
It's a good character win, a good road win, and I think we played hard for most of the game. Special teams made the difference tonight.
Detroit travels to New Jersey tomorrow evening with coverage on 1450 WHTC at 6:40 p.m. The Chicago Blackhawks are in St. Paul to face the Minnesota Wild this evening. Andre Drummond had 24 points and 19 rebounds, while Brandon Jennings made his return to the Kohl Center triumphant and won with a 17-point, 11-assist performance as the Pistons won in Milwaukee last night 105-98.
Drummond played big. Greg Monroe played big. I mean, those guys played big tonight. I mean, you know, they came in here and they did a great job. You know, they took a lot of heat off me.
Detroit hopes to play big against the Bulls in the United Center on Saturday evening after Chicago entertains LeBron James and the Miami Heat tonight. State Major College Basketball last night. Michigan State fell at North Carolina at the Breslin Center 79-65. University of Detroit lost at Toledo 91-75. This evening, Grand Valley State's men and women host Ashland, but it'll be at the Ford Fieldhouse on the Grand Rapids Community College campus. Tomorrow night at 5:40 on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com, hear the Hope Flying Dutchman as they face Wheaton in the MIAA-CIW Challenge at DeNord Arena. High school girls basketball involving the Lakeshore this evening finds Calvary traveling to Saranac. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a cloudy and windy afternoon with steady to slowly falling temperatures. Cloudy tonight, low 24, to cloudy tomorrow, steady temperatures in the mid-20s. And then cloudy through the weekend, Saturday's high of 22, Sunday's high of 28. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.